Hey everyone, welcome to 2020. So I'm not late. I've had this recorded for a while, but life kept happening, and I actually felt like some of the things that were happening were relevant to this very topic. So I added a few bit more things than I originally intended, but it's all good. So I'm going to jump right in. Back in January, I was thinking about this situation that happened. Someone was complaining to me about they were at work and they felt like too much was being asked of them in a certain area. And you know how sometimes you think about something and you map out how you would respond to that person if you were in the situation? Well, I was sitting there thinking to myself about what I would say to this person when I suddenly realized, oh, this is actually about me. God is using my thoughts to get me together. I'll get back to that, but let me segue for a little bit. 2019 for me was a really rigorous capacity and muscle building year. It was a year of discipline. It was a year of pushing myself across the board. I did so much. I went vegan, so now I have to watch what I eat and kind of do a whole lifestyle change. I went from being sedentary for about 3 years to working out 4 days a week. I decided to educate myself on some things I was personally interested in. I started learning new skills at work and at church. I was serving as a leader in a ministry and as support leader in other ministries. So I was pretty much burning the candle on both ends. So looking back, I can say that I served 2019. And when I say served, I don't mean the urban you got served. I mean that I was in service to all that 2019 asked of me in order for me to grow. And I finished the year feeling like I did what I was supposed to do in 2019. So in 2020, the same question begs, how will you be of service to this year? And I'm learning, you know, as we enter into the middle of February, that what worked last year may not work this year, or I need to be doing more of what worked last year to a greater degree of excellence, or I need to adjust the whole thing altogether. So I found that in some areas I've needed to adjust completely, and in other areas I needed to rebuild momentum because I'd fallen back. And in other areas I needed to make things a little bit harder for myself because it was getting a little routine and easy. So basically in 2020, there's more to manage, especially my time. There are more distractions. It feels like there are more enemies I've come to realize. There are more interactions with stakeholders and people of influence, people who have the power to truly affect my life for better or for worse. So knowing all of this, right, I entered into 2020 in full-on sleep mode. I was tired, okay? I knew that I had been burning the candle at both ends, and my body literally gave up on me end of December. I spent my 2-week break in December moving around my apartment very slowly, avoiding people, places, and events, eating and sleeping. And I felt so guilty at times, but as I progressed into January of this year, I realized this was exactly what the doctor ordered. I needed to rest. But at the same time that I was resting, I felt like God was also telling me, yes, you can rest, but don't lower the standard. Don't go backwards. So what did he mean by that? He meant that when I finally got back into the arena, I was to maintain the same standard from 2019. And this was how he broke it down to me. He said, Aluchi, when you're employed by a company, your company expects you to deliver great work. Therefore, the employer, your company, reserves the right to determine, 1, your role, 2, the scope of your role, and 3, what success looks like in that role. So he was like, here are your options in 2020. You can rise to the challenge, you can stay at the same level, or you can find another job. And that was just what God's way of telling me to save my cute speech for the complaining person I mentioned earlier and apply it to myself. So I had to ask myself, because I was still in full-on tired mode. At some point I was actually like complaining about how I worked so hard in 2019 and I didn't really feel like doing all of that for 2020. And that was when I got that speech from God. But I had to ask myself, you know, what exactly do I think is so unfair about the standards that I'm being asked to meet in 2020? And I really couldn't come up with anything. There's no point working that hard only to fall back to ground zero. You know, it doesn't make sense. So one day during devotional time, I was meditating on how to get my fight back. And I noticed that for a few weeks going on, that several phrases and words have been popping up over and over again. So the first thing was my mindset. A friend said something recently to me that stayed with me. She said, so many people give their hearts to God, but they fail to submit their mind. And we all know that the mind is a seat of power and control. It's why we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. If you can change your mind, you can change your life. It's where battles are won and lost. Whatever or whoever controls your mind controls you. I'm not saying anything new. We all know this, but it bears repeating. If the mind is full of fear or excuses, nothing gets done, no matter how much passion burns in your heart, right? It's your mind, if trained, that forces discipline when nothing else works. So eventually I got my fight back. How? I started where I was. I didn't set any crazy goals. Like I said, last year I was working out 4 days a week. At some point, one of my teachers left, so I dropped down to 2 days a week, and I knew I needed to go back to 4 days, but I gave myself a lot of grace, and I would push myself. You know, I listened to motivational and faith-building messages. I did morning devotionals. I fasted. I prayed. I spent a lot of time on the phone with a friend who was on the level I wanted to be at. And a second point on the mind, have you ever noticed how little you get done when you're sad, depressed, anxious, or mad? When you don't feel good, you don't act, you don't do. So our perspective on life has this unique ability to shift our entire game. It can shift our headspace, and unfortunately, it shifts our eyes. And by eyes, I mean it shifts our focus. So last year, I shared with you all on my Instagram, I don't know if you caught it, that my motto was faith over feelings. In 2020, that hasn't changed. I cannot allow my feelings to dictate my progress. Yes, of course, feel things, acknowledge them. Feelings are a gift, but they cannot run how you act. They cannot prevent or hinder the doing of the things that you know you're supposed to do. So in 2020, the discipline of the mind is going to be everything. And just like a little gem for my Christian listeners on this topic of the mind. Do you notice how the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is your strength? And I remember when David asked God to restore to him the joy of salvation. Have you ever noticed that in the armor in Ephesians 6 is called the helmet of salvation? So what does it protect? And what do you think the helmet is made of? Marinate on that and let me know if you caught what I caught. On to the second thing that floated up as I was meditating on how to get my fight back. It was the word sacrifice. The greatness I desire is going to cost me something. And honestly, at every level we get to, the price, that is the sacrifice, always increases. For example, for the past 3 or so years, I've been waking up between 4 and 4:30 a.m. This year, I noticed that every morning my eyes fly open at 3 a.m., so I said to myself, oh, so this is what 2020 is asking for? Got it. So I immediately adjusted my alarm to 3 a.m. And guess what? I still wake up a few minutes before it. So clearly this is the sacrifice for this year, and I'm happily paying the price. Did I have to make adjustments elsewhere in my schedule and my routine? Absolutely. But my whole thing is when you start noticing a trend, whether good or bad, you adjust. But I'll get to that later. I'm going to work this 3 a.m. thing until a new routine presents itself. So in 2020, where is your sacrifice? What are you willing to give up to see your dreams realized? Are you willing to give up, spend money you don't have, sacrifice sleep, sacrifice social events, give up some of your time? Are you kicking it weekend after weekend? Do you still have no routine in this February? You haven't set any like real strict boundaries for yourself. Are you trying to put yourself in the same rooms as people that you look up to? Are you prepared for their help and their criticism? Is your circle still the same? And if your circle has changed, are they just new friends to do the same old things with? Purpose is always going to be inconvenient. Always. There's nothing that you desire that's going to come easy. Social media has painted this myth of the overnight success. No, you just happen to know them when they popped. But they've been grinding at this for years, I guarantee you. And the way I see it, the time will pass anyway, so you might as well get started. The third thing that came up for me is diligence. And the dictionary defines diligence as careful or persistent work or effort. So that made me start asking myself questions like, how well do you manage your time? What fuels everything you do, laziness or purpose? Are you easily distracted? How can you change that? How do you handle the seemingly insignificant things? Is it with the same enthusiasm as the big things? Do you avoid unpleasant tasks until the last minute? Do you overeat? Do you overspend? Do you never double check your work before you send it out? Have you assessed your entire life to see what can be improved or removed? So as you can see, diligence requires self-awareness, self-evaluation, continuous assessment, and steady action. And I should add to that continuous adjustment. No one maintains the same routine year in, year out. There's always something that shifts, you know? But basically, you just have to get up and do. That's the whole point of diligence, is consistency and discipline kind of marrying one another. You just have to keep doing your best. I personally decided to step my game up in little ways this year. And one of them is my primary class. I teach Sabbath school. And normally I would print their coloring pages the day before. But this year I printed for the entire quarter. So I'm good to go. So it's something I no longer worry about. So for me, that's a small way to show diligence. Another way I've been working on my diligence is on to number four, the fourth phrase that came up, or the fourth thing that came up to me as I meditated, was build in silence. I think a lot of people are really addicted to doing everything with a partner, a group, a community, somebody, anybody. And as a result, they just end up oversharing or sharing with the wrong person. They end up wasting their time. They end up getting hurt, et cetera, et cetera. And I've just learned that when you're building something, it's best to keep it to yourself and only share with people who are necessary to make the plan happen, or people who you believe would be wise counsel. I find that talking and sharing too much, especially with the wrong people, invites too many opinions. And now you're just confused and you have to go sit somewhere and push past all of that until you find your true north again. And frankly, nobody has time for that this year. 2019 taught me to limit the access people have to me, and I'm continuing that same practice in 2020. I think it's important to cultivate the gift of moving in silence. I think it's so much more fun to show rather than tell. So two other nuggets that have kind of come through in January is build your network. There's been a few situations already where I needed something and I knew someone who could possibly get that thing for me, but I realized that my network wasn't as large as I wanted it to be. So that's something I'm going to intentionally focus on this year. And the other thing, find your people. And by the way, your network, aka community, is not the same as finding your people. Your people are the ones that are specifically aligned to your purpose. And you'll know when you meet them, because they will be the solution. They will be the answer to a problem or a question you've had. And even then, this still doesn't mean that you share everything with them. Just like you wouldn't call a nurse when there's a fire in your house, why would you share every aspect of your life with someone who wasn't placed there for that intended purpose? So to that end, I have friends that I share personal things with. I have friends that I only speak to about spiritual matters. I have friends that I only talk to about business or certain strategic things that I'm working on. And I think that's just wise. For me, gone are the days when I had a single person that I shared everything with. That had to go in 2019, not even of my own will. It was just something that I felt like God was like, okay, it's time to end this. It's time to end this. So I did. So then, last but not the least, is strategy. God keeps stressing the necessity of not running ahead of him or lagging behind this year. And this year, this is the strategy: immediate obedience and also consistent action. I have learned, or I am learning this year, to do what I know to do and to leave the rest. If it hasn't been revealed, then I don't need to know. I just need to keep doing what I know to do with excellence. And some people might ask, but why is that? You know, a lot of people are calling 2020 the year of the promised land. This is the year when you arrive. This is the year of vision. This is the year when you are settled and you find your place, you know, you find purpose and you begin to walk in it. But it's important to remember that for many of us, before we entered into the promised land, we were in a wilderness season. Things weren't really smooth. You know, there were a lot of issues, a lot of trials, a lot of stretching, a lot of growth. And so when you're in the wilderness, things begin to look familiar and very predictable. But in the promised land, everything's brand new. You have not been here before, so you don't know what to do. That's why you need strategy. So 2020, I personally think it's the big leagues, and I know it is, because I'm running into some heavyweights, and we're barely in February. And I feel like the promised land also has fiercer enemies than the wilderness. So if you're trying to operate out of the familiar, you lose the fight and miss the new thing. So I definitely encourage everyone to pray for strategy, and when it's revealed, be quick to move. So again, immediate obedience. Let's not waste our time this year fasting and praying for things and then doing nothing when we receive. You'll just be skinny and delayed, and nobody wants that. So recap, 2019 was important because it taught endurance and perseverance. We were forced to stretch so that we could see our own potential and so that we wouldn't give up when we saw the 2020 giants that still needed slaying. In 2020, you're applying those same principles from 2019, but with greater excellence and being as flexible as possible. For my Christians, this is a great time to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. I'm personally working on being more sensitive to Him, talking to Him more, treating Him as a best friend rather than this like accessory part of the Godhead, because He's not. Someone said something to me and I heard it repeated in a book, and when you think about it, it's actually quite true. God is not here on this earth. I'm not saying that the presence of God cannot be with you, but God is not physically on the earth. Jesus is not physically on the earth. The only person that's physically on this earth is the Holy Spirit. So why not form a relationship with the only part of the Godhead that's actually physically present? So anyway, anytime the Holy Spirit has told me to move this year, I've seen immediate supernatural results. My mind has been blown over and over and over again. And that's another reason to stay quiet and to mind your own business this year, so that you can hear accurately. Because the Holy Spirit will not shout. He will not compete with your activities. He will not compete with your busyness. So make space for quietness. And don't complain either. You asked for this greatness, remember? Pay the price, build your capacity, let the stretch happen, whether it's little by little or you jump right in. One day you're going to look up and you're going to be at standard, and you're going to increase your standard because now it's easy. So continue to exercise your faith. Continue to meet every single day with enthusiasm and dive in. And I just wish you all the best in 2020. And that concludes my tips for this year, how to win. If you guys have any burning questions you've always wanted to ask me, or if there's anyone you'd like me to interview in a particular field, I will hunt them down for you and ask them all of your burning questions. But basically, I am taking suggestions for this podcast. So I hope we can chat again soon. And again, here's to an amazing start to the new year. You guys take care wherever you are. Bye.